the story is Tua, once again, Tua Tagovailoa, who basically at this point, I think, has restarted the conversation that everybody had 2 years ago, where unfortunately he gets hit as he's scrambling. He's trying to do anything to help his team win. Natural instinct, I'm sure, kicks in. He's done a good job recently, all last year, in protecting himself. This was one play where his team wasn't playing well, and so he tried to make something happen. He gets hit, and immediately you see the fencing response again with his hands. He, of course, is diagnosed with a concussion, and he's being evaluated. And as of today, we have no clue on a long-term timeline, and he's going through tests and everything like that. Is he going to play this year? Is he ever going to play? And I think we all have our own reaction to it, and we immediately, I feel like, say, well, then
it's easy. You can have $100 million and never work again. I'll take that deal.
Just don't play. Yeah, because the deal he signed has $167 million guaranteed, $43 million of which has already been paid. Now, basically, the signing bonus. If he's medically cleared and then retires, he foregoes $124 million. I think it's very easy for you and I and a lot of people listening to sit here and say, well, dude, you've had four, including the undocumented one, but four concussions. We've seen how your body reacts. You're very fortunate that you do have still the ability to walk. You're a young man that has a lot of money, that has a couple kids now as well. And it's easy to say, well, just take the 90 mil, man, and be done. I think it's so easy for us to say. But you also have to view it from his point of view, probably, which is, I played football my entire life. This is all he knows. His brother plays football. His whole family has been around football. This is what he wants to do. And it's got to be just a really, really challenging decision to make, because he might get cleared anyway to play. And so for those that are
like,
he
probably will somehow.
Because my first reaction is like, hey, the NFL should just never let him play again. Like, why would the NFL want that spotlight again? That here we are talking about safety protocols in the league and concussions and the backlash the league gets anytime this stuff comes up. So part of me is just like, hey, the NFL shouldn't allow him. But at the same time, if a doctor is going to clear him, which is probably what's going to happen.
Probably.
Who am I to say he should not play? At some point, it is his decision to risk, yes, his life, I guess, to play the sport.
It's really difficult, because if you oversimplify it, then you're just like, well, quit. You can have $100 million in your pocket, $50 million in your pocket. You can walk away from the sport. They're going to owe it to you anyway. You know, just get out while you can still remember your kids' names, or, you know, any of the things that, like, concern you over somebody having those jobs. But the other part is, that's how athletics work. Like, I'm sorry that you're like, this is my whole life. Yeah, it also was the kid who is 27, who's been grinding on the practice squad, who can't make it anymore just because he's not talented enough. I'm sorry that you're talented enough, but you're not healthy enough to play. But people's careers end, whose entire lives have been focused around athletics all the time. All the time. And while it is not an easy
decision. Yeah, but if the doctors clear him, I mean,
you're
giving an example of like, hey, physically he can't play. The doctors, if they clear him, they're saying physically he can play. That's why it's a very complicated
situation. But like, at what point can you believe that that is true? Like, truthfully, like, because a doctor could clear you and say, like, you're good to go. No headaches, no blurry vision. You say you feel fine. Symptoms gone. Good to go, Tua. But I don't think there's a single neurologist on the planet that wouldn't tell you repeated concussions are bad for your brain.
Well, I think they had that conversation in 2022. Reports have been that him and his family did have real conversations about his future and his long-term health, and ultimately he made a decision to play. I mean, they've had that conversation. And by the way, just because the doctor clears him doesn't mean that the doctor doesn't warn him of the
risks.
He plays in the National Football League. He is playing football. I think every single player knows the potential risk. They all are choosing, whether they have a history of concussions or not, they all are choosing to risk their body, risk their life, theoretically, in some form or fashion, because of some of the potential hits. They understand that risk. And if you're the NFL, I don't think the NFL is going to flat out say, we just aren't going to let you play our sport.
Somebody from the 816 said, when will the league make real changes to prevent these constant injuries? The thing is,
he didn't slide.
Well, he could have protected himself on that one. That was the NFL's fault.
If you go back to the 2022 concussions, he was falling. He got hit, and the first one, I think he was pushed and was falling backwards and then landed, and he had the whiplash. Mm. There's no way to control that, you know? It's just the way that he took the jujitsu on how to fall properly. I think it was Tua and all of that stuff. But when he needed to slide, It's a decision he made, but it's not, the NFL can't prevent all of this from, they can do some of it, the guardian caps, etc., but they can only do so much before it, they're just not able to do anything. It's just the game.
If you look at that play, DeMar Hamlin's not even acting like he thinks he needs to hit Tua. Tua pretty much just throws his head into the abdomen of DeMar Hamlin. It was like he just didn't protect himself. And that stinks because that's a really hard, we talked about this. Maybe the game moves in slow motion for Patrick Mahomes, but for most NFL players, everything's happening at an incredible rate of speed, and you're asking someone in a moment when they're trying to make a play to do this. But I would tell him the same thing you would tell a lot of other people. That's a play that when you're trying to get another 6 inches, I'm not surprised to see people making the AFC Championship game on a chance to go to a Super Bowl. Week two? Down 3 touchdowns? Down 2 touchdowns? No.
But again, this is why I think it's tough in that spot. It sounds so easy for us on the outside in that particular play, too. Because, yeah, they have a slide rule. Should he have slid? Yeah. But it's very easy for us to say, like, just slide. Yeah. Your instincts take over. I mean, he's been a competitive athlete his entire life. He's played at the highest level possible for the sport he loves. And it's very easy for us to say, like, dude, you're not going to win the game anyway, so just slide. Sure, in hindsight, of course he should have done that.
Yeah.
But in that exact moment, you're not trained that way.
I know.
And that's the challenge. This is it's very complex, I think, because the immediate surface reaction I had is probably like a lot of people, which is, all right, he should never play again. Just take your money and be done. But it's not that simple, I think, if you're in his shoes.
No.
Should his family have a conversation? If I was, you know, he's got a couple kids. Like, if you're his wife, you would think she should tell him, hey, honey, never play again.
We got millions of dollars.
I don't think it's that simple when you're in that exact moment. And it's really, really tough. And it's sad to see because anytime you see that reaction, which we've seen now a couple times for him, that is a really scary thing for anybody to see. And he's very fortunate to this day that he's still walking. He's still, let's be real, is probably going to have health consequences, whether he retires today or plays 5 more years, just based off of the amount of concussions he's had, period. I mean, we hear from players that are in their 50s or 60s now that maybe had 1 or 2 concussions, and they talk about the side effects that they deal with, let alone Tua, where his body obviously has had a more severe reaction visibly in the moment than other players. And you feel terrible for him. But if he continues to play, there's a chance that a year from now, you hope not, but a year from now or something, or 2 years from now or three, whatever, if he's still playing, like, this is going to happen again to him, most likely. And we're going to do the same conversation again until when? Until he can't walk?
They were talking about on Nightcap last night, they were recapping the game. And I think Shannon Sharp alluded to it, that it's almost like a boxer. If you get knocked out once, you're more susceptible to getting a knockout again. If you get a concussion, you're a little bit more susceptible to getting a concussion again because your brain's damaged. Your brain's damaged, essentially. You're not as protected before. And now we're talking about 3 instances.
4, really. There's an undocumented two years ago.
3 in particular that stand out where your body is showing that it's got the concussion.
Yeah.
And it's very concerning, and it makes you uneasy watching it. I think he's going to have the conversation, but Bob and Dusty brought up a good point on Roundtable is, like you were saying, Gold, it's hard for you to walk away from a game that you've loved so much. Plus, also, if you think about the other aspect of it, we see players who have fine careers but get done with football, and they don't know what to do. They don't find themselves. You know, maybe Tua has a future in coaching, potentially, if he still wants to be around the game. Who knows? But you don't want to tell the player that, hey, there's a coaching job for you potentially in the future. As a player, you don't want to hear that, I guess, which is where, as you guys have said, that makes the decision really, really difficult for Tua to make.
So for the time being, just on the football end, Skylar Thompson is going to be their quarterback, and it changes how you maybe viewed the AFC. I don't know. Some of you maybe looked at the Dolphins as a playoff team or a fraud or whatever. One thing I think we do take out of the game, though, remember, before the Tua injury, this was a Bills team that was kicking their ass. This was not just the Tua injury
thing.
Yeah,
that had nothing to do with the injury.
On the football side of things, the Buffalo Bills have been really impressive through 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks, but through 2 weeks, short week to go on the road, to be that dominant. And it's not like Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yesterday we had Ross Tucker on. You asked him the question, like, hey, is Josh Allen going to have to just basically will his team to victory all year? Last night, that was James Cook. He only threw 19 passes. Their defense
only had like 150 yards.
Their defense gets points for them directly.
Multiple
interceptions.
Yeah, They look scarier than I thought they were going to. As you know, I had predicted Miami to win the division. Now, look, if I knew Tua was going to get hurt, things are different, obviously. But no matter what, Miami was losing that game last night.
Now it looks like it's Bills or Jets. I mean,
and even the Jets, like, I'm still not serious about them. So, like, once again, I feel like we're barreling towards a Buffalo Bills AFC East title. They look like they gelled a little faster than I was expecting. I think what stands out is I still don't know what they are offensively because Josh Allen willed them to victory in game one, didn't need it in game two. Keon Coleman stunk, but Khalil Shakir was a little better. So like, then they're still not using Kincaid. So it's like what they are offensively, I don't know, but I do know that they're going to be a fight with Josh Allen. I know like Drew said this, and I'm not as sure about it with the Bengals. He said that if they have Joe Burrow, their window's always open. I'm not sure about that with the Bengals. I'll be honest. There are things I have questions about organizationally that I'm not sure that that's the case. I'm about to lock that in for Buffalo. That is just as long as Josh Allen is the healthy starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, they are going to be one of the three or four or two best teams in the AFC. Because that's what it looked like last night.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, that, when we did our divisional picks, that was one of my reasons why I thought they could maybe still win the division. It's just that, like, I know everybody's worried about the wide receiver room, and they're going to have a game where the Bills win by throwing the ball, and Keon Coleman's going to have to step up. They haven't needed that quite yet.
Keon Coleman had zero catches?
Right, and Khalil Shakir had, like, five catches or whatever. And he looks like their number one wide receiver right now. It's 2 weeks into the season.
He looks like their chain
mover.
Like,
is irrelevant. As well in that offense.
Curtis Samuel hasn't.
Is he on the team?
Yeah. He hasn't done anything. But so I'm with you. I agree. That was part of my thought process with them to win the division, that when you have Josh Allen, your window is never closed. And I really believe that. And I heading into the season, you know, we gave our rankings of quarterbacks, whatever. I think he is the second best quarterback in the league. And we'll see how the season progresses. But
now, the fact that a Chiefs perspective, though, the Bills have never stood in the Chiefs' way at any point. They faced him in one AFC title game. They have faced him three times in the playoffs. And which way did that go every time? Patrick Mahomes is the victor. So, like, it's hard to be like, yeah, they're a player in the AFC. But do I quake in fear that the Bills are coming? Honestly, no.
No, I mean, nothing
changes.
They've
never been a problem for Kansas City.
To your point, though, as long as he's healthy, which he's only missed one game, I think, in his career, which is pretty outstanding for him, actually, the way that he plays. But to your point, the Bills are always there. They're always in the conversation. They seem to, even when we think that they're not going to be in the conversation, they're still there. Where maybe Josh Allen gets by Patrick Mahomes, or maybe he didn't even have to play Patrick Mahomes. Somehow he's able to just get to a Super Bowl and get it done.
I'll be honest. That comment, currently that does not exist. You are not allowed to go through the playoffs in the AFC and not play Patrick Mahomes at least once to get there, right? Every quarterback has to play Patrick Mahomes.
As of now, yes. But I think to your point, Cody, he's always in. I think the window is open. It makes sense making that comment because it's not like, I mean, when's the last time the Bills missed the playoffs?
I mean, they've won the division like six times.
I was going to say, so I don't know if they've missed it in his, I mean, in
Josh Allen's career, they have
in
not.
His career.
They've won the division,
it's fair to say it's open.
To me, all that's changed 2 weeks into the season is if you were someone that didn't think they were going to win the division or you thought they were going to miss the playoffs, that's to me all that probably has changed in 2 weeks. Like if you already thought they were winning the division, to me they have just kind of solidified that
secured
point.
That,
I don't believe now they are the biggest challenger to the Chiefs or anything like that suddenly just 2 weeks into the season. But if you thought they were somebody that was going to fall off, well then now your opinion has changed. But if you believe they were still going to kind of be one of those top three, four teams, well, that's what they are. To me, that's what they've shown. In the AFC, they're one of those top three or four teams. They haven't vaulted as the number two to Kansas City just like that. Yeah. They're going to play each other later on this year. In November, we'll see where both teams are at that point. But it has been impressive. And last night to go on the road was an impressive win.